Elliot Lake today received the following letter to the editor in response to our story. Businesses, residents pick up the pieces after plaza fire. In the wee hours of June, my toy poodle Finnegan whined to go outside. He'd been out for all his peas the day before. I was frustrated as I got up to take him. He was frantic. When we got into the hall and down the stairs, I heard the fire alarm in one of the back apartments. I never would have heard it from where I was slumbering in my apartment. Finnegan didn't have to go pee. He's the one who gave me those precious moments to get people out. That building at 7 Charles Walk, beside the LCBO, was old. It went up so fast. The fire inspector, the police, and countless people have told me it was a good thing I got everybody out. There would have been fatalities. That's true, there would have been. Finnegan and I would have been among them. But I'm tired of hearing it was because of me. Finnegan the toy poodle did his job, which gave me the time I needed to do mine, allowing the fire department enough time to save that block, and not have to dig bodies out the next day. Oftentimes we take our pets for granted. They're cute, cuddly, great companions. They are so much more though. They're our protectors and guardians, always keeping a watchful eye, ear, and nose out for us, always on alert. Finnegan is tiny and cute, the ladies love him, he's adorable, they say. No, he's not a big dog, like the ones you always read about saving people. He's not a police dog, trained to take down criminals and protect their handlers and other officers. He is a man and woman's best friend though. That's the true story of what happened in the wee hours of that June morning. He's the one who should be recognized, not me. In these times of constant bad news stories, disinformation, and anxiety, his story is a good one. Sincerely, Lonnie Sterling. Elliot Lake.